Hello everyone. So today, in my very first episode, I want to talk about two questions that helped me bring back my happiness in life. My two questions are, why and how? Send me your location. Hey, welcome back. It is a beautiful morning. I know it is Monday, and guess what? It is time to grind and start our work again. You know, just staying at home doing online work and being sad. Well, that was me in the first week after my high school shut down caused by coronavirus. That's right, the most hated virus in our generation, see? I was extremely devastated. I didn't know what to do or if everything going to be okay. I was worried about my parent, my family from Burma, basically everyone I know. I really thought this world gonna end, not gonna lie. But it's not true though, I was just being panicked and didn't understand what COVID-19 is. Well, I still don't understand, but like, that's not the reason why I'm here. I was like, well, the world is ending anyway, so why do I even care to do Mr. Trent math homework? Like, who cares? We don't know when we're going to graduate or anything. But don't worry, I did his homework, okay? Like, I got my better grade now, so. And I was spending a lot of time in TikTok scrolling down all the videos about 2020 graduation is going to be on Skype. I was like, what? That made me feel like crap. I work hard for this high school graduation. I know some of y'all freshmen and sophomore probably laughing right now. But hey, that's not funny. I mean, that kind of is. I mean, it's kind of funny because no one ever done it before. Okay, anyway, let's stop all the jokes and let me be serious. After 1 week of procrastinating, like horribly, one thing changed my mind. So back in summer 2019, last year, and until last month, March 2020, I wasn't truly happy. So in 2019 summer, I moved to California from Las Vegas, and moving to a different state was not easy. But I kind of used to it at the same time because I moved 3 times in high school already. I know it's crazy, but this last time hits different because I'm a senior and I didn't know anyone in my new school on the first day. So you know how that feels. But I made new friends and we had a lot of great memories together. I do like my new school, but first 7 months, I was still thinking about my past memories and my past relationship that didn't go well. And I was sipping over and over and over again for 7 months. But I know some people are like, that is so long time. Like, why can't you just move on? Well, as you can see, I can't let go of the things that I truly loved or liked. However, I want to change that. Like, I wanted to let go of my past. I wanted to get better and improve myself because I'm just so sick of it. I was feeling like something is holding me back and doesn't allow me to feel free or truly happy like before. So what I did was, first, I pick up my journal that I haven't written for a year. I sat down on the chair in front of my house and I started write down all my thoughts and everything that went through in my entire summer and until now. I started to question myself, why? Why am I not happy? I was so hungry for love and happiness that I started to look from everywhere. Like, I went out with people, hang out, and I was still not happy, and it makes me more less happy. It makes me just feel horrible. Like, I was putting myself in every position and doing everything that I could make myself happy, but I wasn't happy. I don't know why. And I asked myself, why? And later I found out that the truth is me. I have come to realize something that holding my back from happiness was me, myself, and I. I was the one holding myself back. I was the one who is not letting the past go. And I was the one blaming myself for everything. Most people say everything happened for a reason, but this is what I used to say to myself. Everything happened because of me. When my family had a fight over something, I started to blame myself for everything, even the reason why I was not happy, and just everything. It was extremely pressured. I understand for some people, it is not the end of the world, but people that have gone through these similar situations can be extremely devastated. What I should have done was to forgive myself. I was fighting my own battle. It wasn't healthy. I was looking for happiness and love from others, but I kept forgetting about myself. You see, sometimes we love and care so much about someone and we forget our own self, our own worth, and our own happiness. I've come to realize happiness is always in me and I just needed to acknowledge and accept it. That was all I have to do. I have to accept it. Because I wasn't accepting myself before, and I know it is hard to let go of the things that you love and care about, but sometimes you have to. Sometimes you just have to, just to realize how amazing you are and the power that you have in your own self. In the book titled Soul Matters by author Austin Biggers, he described how we can achieve true happiness. He said, "We need to start creating our own happiness today, and I literally mean today. For happiness does not exist either in the past or in the future. True happiness can only be created by a focus on a present moment. Thoughts of a happy tomorrow are in fact dreams that provide an escape from the present. True and lasting happiness, it is a state of well-being that is created in the present moment." This book inspires me to overcome a better person and appreciate every little things that I have in life. This book made me focus more on the present moment rather than focus on the past memories and what my future going to look like, and you know, it's all the stress. I realized the true happiness is in you and right now and right in this second. Looking back in the memories and reminiscing about the past and kept thinking about what I should have done, what I could have done, and thinking like that only leave you to suffering. The first step is to forgive yourself. Maybe just give it a try and think about why you're feeling like this. Why this make you happy? Why this make you smile? Why am I not happy? Why do I feel so depressed? If we understand why, we will know how to change it. I want everyone to know that everything is possible, even getting out of depression, anxiety, stress, pressure, and everything, you name it. Just try to think why and how you can change it. I have overcome my stress and pressure from the past, so why can't you? And I'm always believing in you. In the past, I wasn't believing myself. I saw many people moved on, having a great life, and I was like, why are they so happy? And why are they willing to work hard enough to move on from the past? Why their mindset looks like? How do they keep their self motivated? And I started to ask these questions to myself and I started to look for answers. And I found the answer. And it is me. I was the one who is letting myself down, so I need to bring myself back. I was looking in the wrong direction and looking for people who can cheer me up and lift me up, but the truth is I only needed myself. I was looking all over the place, but the only place you want to look for in happiness is in you. To find the answer, you need a question. So first, ask yourself why and how you can change yourself. Thank you guys for listening. For the next week podcast on Monday, I will talk about how I changed the way I think, how I question myself and everything, and why I stopped using social media. So stay tuned and please give it a like, share, and subscribe to my podcast. I hope everyone are doing great, and I wish you all the best because you all deserve every happy moment in life. Be safe.